Recording 2.6.
Do people you know have problems sleeping at night? Or maybe you just can't get to sleep yourself. For many people, insomnia is a way of life, and not being able to get to sleep isn't just annoying, it can also be very dangerous.
Yes, and with us today is sleep scientist Dr. Iris Saunders.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Saunders, how much of a problem is this, do you think?
Well, we know that tiredness can cause accidents. More than 50% of road accidents in the USA are because of people driving when they're tired.
That's amazing.
Indeed. And when you think that 30% of people in the UK have problems getting to sleep or staying asleep, and 10% of those suffer from serious insomnia, that's a lot of accidents waiting to happen.
So how much sleep are people getting these days?
Well, 100 years ago, before electricity, people went to sleep when it got dark and woke up when it got light. But now, in our 24-hour society, we sleep about 1.5 hours less than we did a century ago.
Well, we have 2 teenage kids, and no one can say they're sleeping less.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Scientists now think that teenagers really do need more sleep than adults. It's because they're still growing. Of course, they don't need as much as babies and small children. They need the most sleep. It's actually older people who generally need the least amount of sleep.
So why do we need sleep?
We don't actually know. Scientists used to think that sleep was the only time you had complete rest. But in fact, we use about the same amount of energy when we're asleep as when we're sitting on the sofa resting.
Really? That's surprising.
Yes. And our brains are very active for some of the time we're asleep. Apparently, that's when our brains organize information they've collected during the day.
Mm. What about cultures where they have naps in the day? You know, siestas.
They were unpopular for a while, but now they're coming back. In Spain, for example, they now have siesta salons. Because people don't have time to go home, they go to these places for a quick nap, then go back to work.
Really? What a good idea.
Yes, apparently a 30-minute nap in the day can improve our performance at work for 3 to 4 hours.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Thank you, Dr. Saunders.